defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you today? Did you catch the Monster Cast yesterday? It was huge. Absolutely huge. It was an epic broadcast yesterday. Proud to have brought it to you. And if you missed it, I made sure to get it up early this morning. It went up on the podcast at about 7 o'clock this morning, I think. Yeah, I would have put it up yesterday, but sometimes it's hard to grab those FTPs. Let me explain how this works. I got some emails from a number of you on Friday because you noted that the podcast didn't go up on Friday. You don't have to get yourselves in a wad. I don't need a gazillion emails. I know they don't go up because I'm the one that puts them up. So let me explain a little bit about how that process works so that you know how it works. Here's what the deal is, and I know a lot of you need your fix, and you're well-meaning. I understand that. This is just somebody who gets thousands of emails, and I hate disappointing you. And if I feel like I've disappointed you and I've let you down, I hate when you let me know that. Okay, so that's why I'm not angry at you for sending me the emails. But let me explain a couple things before I go over last night's broadcast relative to the podcast, because I did get a number of emails from you. I grab that record after the show. I grab the recording from the Salem Radio Network's FTP site that's designated directly to Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. There are two separate FTP pages or sites. I grab the show recording that comes right off of Sean's board that goes up within 5 to 10 minutes after the show airs nationwide. The recording from the board then goes up to the FTP. It's uploaded. I grab it. I bring it to a desktop. I take it into Adobe Audition. I cut a few things off of it to make it palatable, get rid of some of the stuff at the beginning and the end. Then I rename that file. I load it to Amazon Web Services into a bucket. I then take that link that's created and I drop it in the WordPress site and I hit upload and boom, update it. And then up it goes in podcast format. It gets picked up almost immediately on iTunes. And then every other podcast service out from there out picks it up. On Friday, I was unable to grab it because after I did the show, I had to catch a flight to Orlando. When I got to Orlando, I was unable to have an internet connection sufficient enough to be able to do all of that work and grab it and pull it down. So I had to wait until I got back on Saturday night and I put it up on Sunday morning for you. So that's why that podcast went up a little bit late. Those of you who let me know, I assure you, I am well aware. Now, let's move on to the Monster Cast yesterday. That program yesterday was awesome. I knew it was going to be a good one when I saw the lineup come together. I knew, wow, this is a huge program. What did we have yesterday? Well, Rob Pincus was in the studio with me because he came back from Orlando and hung out at this place at Armed American Radio Ranch. And we got into the studio together and were able to do some live radio, which is always fun with Rob, and give him some downtime on his way up to Nashville. And then as he heads back out to the Western headquarters in Colorado, he used this as a stopping off point. What was interesting was he left Orlando at 2:30 in the afternoon. I left Orlando at 7:25 p.m. at night, and we met at AAR Ranch at the exact same time. He drove, I flew. That was kind of creepy. But anyway, we got together and did the show and had a wonderful time. In hour one, you had a taste of me talking about Virginia. Terrible situation unfolding in Virginia. I explained it in detail yesterday. It's getting worse and worse and worse. The tension in the air in Richmond is thick. You can cut it with a knife. It is fog. I am extremely concerned about what is eventually going to happen in Virginia. And you should be, too. If you want to get my commentary on that yesterday, go back and listen to the podcast, because today I'm going to cover some other issues for you. But that was hour one. Hour two saw AWR Hawkins and Christopher Hart, followed by Christopher Hart from the American Adversaries. Chris is awesome. We spent some time working with him in Orlando, and I'm thrilled to be able to bring him back to the show. Great insight from Christopher Hart. Hour three, schedule jumbled up a little bit because of Rob being in the studio and Alan's schedule being a little bit off kilter that we normally do. So Alan Gottlieb was brought in the third hour, and he was followed by Carl Jackson from the Carl Jackson Show, another talk radio host that I worked with over the weekend. And it was just an amazing program last night. If you missed it, by all means, armedamericanradio.com and get it. And by looking at my website numbers, Thousands of you a day are grabbing that show, either listening to it live or grabbing the podcast off of the webpage, not to mention the podcast at external sites where you get it. So I'm thrilled to see that. Keep it up. Keep coming. I've got new partners that are getting ready to go up on the website that are going to have deals specifically for you. That was negotiated, and I saw the finalizing of it today. Earlier, I'm going to be working on that throughout the night tonight. But talk about, I mean, deals for Armed American Radio listeners right smack on the website from some of the biggest names in the industry. You are absolutely going to eat it up. I am thrilled and excited to be able to bring it to you. More about that in coming days. Premium content is huge. Those of you who subscribe, you've got your private email at aarpremium@armedamericanradio.org. If you subscribe as a premium member between now and the 14th, Valentine's Day, I will personally sign and send you a free copy of Grilling While Armed. That's a $26 value for free, and I will sign it for you. But you've got to become a premium subscriber, which is only $7.95 a month. And the content is off the chain good. You got to do that by February 14th. I will order those when they come in on the 14th when I close it out. And each and every one of you, I am so excited to be able to send you a free copy of Grilling While Armed. I'm eating that for you, including the shipping, so I can get it in your hands if you become a premium subscriber. Wow. So go back, by all means, go back and listen to yesterday's show. It was rapid fire information coming at you just like this. And the triage work was just, I really, as I said yesterday when I started the program, I really didn't know how I was going to start out until I heard the news come out of Virginia that I missed while I was busy traveling to and working in Orlando at the Freedom Fest. And we were able to go over that. Pincus and I were able to go over some of it. I took the first two segments to discuss what was happening, and then we got Rob's commentary on it, and then we got an amazing pro tip of the week from Personal Defense Network as Rob sat right in the studio with me. Just a tremendous, tremendous program. Scary stuff in Virginia. I cannot overemphasize this. I am very, very concerned about what is getting ready to happen in the Commonwealth. Very concerned. And you can read into that what you want. I'm going to stop right there. Suffice to say, the Democrats are pushing this to a point possibly of no return. Alan Gottlieb explained the situation as it's unfolding in Virginia, and you're not going to want to hear what he had to say, but you need to hear what he had to say. Let me put it this way. You want to hear what he had to say, but you're not going to like what he had to say. Let me make that point clear. Alan explained to us when I asked him, can we take action in the courts before the next election to put stops to this? The answer is yes, but we're not going to get results because the courts don't move as fast as we'd like. Those of you who might be joining me for the first time who missed the program yesterday, what's unfolding in Virginia is now the latest that passed. I believe there's about 12 bills that have moved through the House already. The latest that passed kind of under the radar on Friday, because they're doing it intentionally. They're holding it for the end. They just did. Was the assault weapons bill. It did pass. It is a confiscatory bill. There is no means in that bill for you it'll let you keep your personal property. You'll have to register it. But then when you die, the state takes it from you. So through attrition, every single assault weapon, as they call them, and they'll call it whatever they want to call it. They'll give it whatever feature they want. So I'm using their term because that's what it's being called. I don't want there to be any confusion. Their version of the assault weapons bill steals your property through attrition upon your death. And I played audio tape. Every time I talk about this, I have to be really careful. I don't want my mother to be right. My mother is absolutely blown away that over the last 12 years, I haven't said something that's gotten me in trouble. And then, because she knows how passionate I am about this, this is the real deal to me. I live this. This is not something that doesn't bother me. This is real. This brings Angry Mark out. So I've got to be very careful when I talk about this. So I'm actually going to be saved by the bell here. So I'm going to stop right there so I don't say something that I'm going to regret. Suffice to say, the Democrats are pushing this to a point. And I played the audio yesterday of some anger inside the gallery as the House passed those confiscatory bills. And then those people, those individual peaceful people, were then thrown out for exercising their First Amendment right. They were thrown out. Virginia State Police threw them out. There were shouts of, whose side are you on? The tensions in Virginia are rising, and they're simply only going to get worse. When we come back, what is the most gun-friendly state in the nation? What would you say it is? I would tell you, and you've heard me say it before, it's widely regarded to be the great state of Arizona. Or is it? Yeah, I'll discuss that. I'll make an argument either way. I'm going to tell you right now that it's officially ranked as the most gun-friendly state in the country. I could argue against that, and I'm going to do that when we come back, but we're going to do that just for fun because it really doesn't matter. What I'm getting ready to show you happens even in the great gun-loving state of Arizona. This is why you have to be concerned. Back after this, don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone for you here today. On the big day in the shadows of the big monster cast yesterday, for gosh sakes, go back and listen to that program. It was epic. It was a classic. No doubt it's a potential, you know, repeat at an encore presentation. It was that when I was doing the program, I knew this was immediately that this show was worthy of an encore presentation. So you may hear bits and pieces of it. If I ever happen to be on the road or something like that, you might get some of that maybe during the weekday show or maybe in the third hour of the monster cast. Let me take you to Arizona. Now, I kind of tease this a little bit. Arizona, widely regarded to be the number one most gun-friendly state in the country. You can come, anybody can come to Arizona and carry a firearm. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you can openly carry a firearm. You can concealed carry a firearm. You do not need a permit to do so. Arizona recognizes your constitutional right to carry a gun. In Arizona, the Second Amendment is, in fact, your carry permit, be it concealed permit or open carry permit. It really doesn't make any difference in the great state of Arizona. That right there is probably the biggest reason why Arizona is considered to be the most gun-friendly state in the country. Now, let me argue against that for 1 second. I am bringing you the show from the very wet ATL. That's Atlanta area. It's been raining here for a long time. Had snow on the ground when I got back from Orlando on Saturday. That was kind of weird. But it's been raining a lot, and no big deal. But I'm here in the great state of Georgia, very conservative state, very red state. We currently have the most pro-gun governor that we've ever had in the history of this state, as far as I'm concerned, and that's Kemp. We're going to see some positive results of that over the current over the term of this current administration here in the state of Georgia. I have no doubt about that. And we do not have constitutional carry in the state of Georgia. We have permitted carry. We have permitted open carry. As long as you're a law-abiding citizen, you can get a weapons carry permit, and it's not just guns, but it's a permit to bear arms. Whatever arms you choose to carry lawfully, you can carry with that permit. You can also openly carry with that permit. Well, how can that possibly be as good as Arizona when anybody can come to Arizona and not have to get government permission to carry a firearm? Oh, I'm with you on that argument. Don't misunderstand me here. However, what good is being able to carry a gun if everywhere you go there's a sign that says you can't carry a damn gun and those signs carry the weight of law? Now, I don't have that problem in the state of Georgia. And I'm not saying it's a huge problem in Arizona, but here's what I'm telling you. Now, if you listen to me for any length of time over the previous decade, you know Arizona is where I want to be buried. Scatter my ashes out over the mountains, baby. Love it out there. I'm drawn to, have been for 25 years. I'd move out there today and broadcast this show for you in a heartbeat if I could. Hopefully someday I will. However, I see more no guns allowed signs when I visit Scottsdale or Phoenix, even Tombstone, than I see in a 5-year period anywhere I go in the state of Georgia. And if I happen to see a no guns allowed sign, which is extremely rare in this state, the sign doesn't carry the weight of law, and if I have to go in there because it's the only place that has whatever it is I need, I walk right past it with my gun. The worst that can happen to me is somebody knows I'm carrying a gun and says, hey, sir, I'm sorry, we don't allow guns on the premises. You'll have to leave. At which point I'll have to have a conversation with the manager and say, you realize I'm going to spend some money in here. I'm a law-abiding citizen. And if the manager says, oh, no, that's okay, you can come on in, that's all good. If he says, no, we don't allow guns on, if we allow it for you, we got to allow it for everybody else, you got to go, then I leave. Nothing can happen to me unless I'm an idiot and decide to argue until it becomes a trespass. I see more no guns allowed signs in Arizona in a day than I see in a 5-year period anywhere in the state of Georgia. So I could make that argument. Man, you can come out here, anybody can carry a gun. You just can't carry it here, 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 there, 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 and there. If you carry in there, that's a felony if you get caught. And gosh, no, you can't sit and have a drink over there at the bar and eat your pizza. That's against the law. And, ooh, that's a crime. You're going to, ooh, that's jail time. That's not the case where I am. I can sit and eat pizza and drink beer openly carrying a firearm in the state of Georgia. So I'll let you make that decision. I just say that because it's a fun conversation to talk about. And we've made tremendous strides in this state over the years. And I love to see that. We don't have those off-limit places here. So I could easily make that argument. But let me go anyway to Arizona, back to Arizona. My favorite place in on earth is Arizona. I got an update. Now, I'm a life member of the AZCDL, the Arizona Citizens Defense League. I love that organization. Next to Virginia Citizens Defense League, AZCDL, as far as I'm concerned, is the nation's. They're either tied or they're a close second to VCDL in Virginia, is the Arizona Citizens Defense League, as being the best and most powerful and strongest gun rights organization, grassroots, in the country. I have no doubt about that. And that's not a knock to your organization, whatever state you may happen to be in. They're all great. ISRA in Illinois, New York State Pistol and Rifle, Florida Carry doing amazing work. If I get time today, we'll talk a little bit about some of the great things they're doing. No promises, but we will this week if I don't get to it today. Maybe you're in Iowa. Maybe you're Kansas State Rifle Association. Wherever you happen to be, Georgia Carry in the great state of Georgia. Great organizations. But AZCDL is a premier one at the top. Well, why does the best gun state in the country need to have such a tight organization? Well, number one, it's why they're number one. And number two, because they're under attack just like you are. In fact, Arizona is under more of an attack and a bigger threat right now than probably any other state in the nation, save for Florida and a handful of other states, including the one I reside in, and, of course, Virginia, which is under vicious attack right now. But the AZCDL sends the best updates out in the country next to Virginia Citizens Defense League, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm going to go over this with you today, probably cover it for the rest of the show, because you need to know what's happening, because this is what they have set for you. You might just be under the radar right now. Take a listen to this from the AZCDL that showed up in my inbox, in my email. Maybe we call it inmail, right? I'm gonna do that. I just made that up. This was in my inmail today. We're now over 3 weeks into the Arizona legislative session. Over 1,500 bills have been filed. Monday, February 3rd, was the Senate deadline for bills to be filed. The House deadline is this coming Monday, February 10th. Relevant bills, that's today. Relevant bills that AZCDL is tracking and their status are on our bill tracking page. I'm going to go over those bills with you in just a moment. Over 24 bills have been filed to restrict your right to keep and bear arms, mainly by Democrats. Mainly. That means there's a couple Republicans, or at least one Republican, that may have filed an anti-rights bill. Could it be? Yeah, I'll explain it in a moment. Most are duplicates of bills that are filed year after year. Four of those bills, HB 2322, HB 2545, HB 2546, and HCR 2018, would outlaw private firearms transfers that don't go through an FFL. There are three red flag firearms confiscation bills. There's also a bump stock ban, an assault weapons ban, and even a bill requiring doctors to lecture patients on the risks of firearm ownership. When we come back, I'm going to go over the bill tracking page, and we're going to see just what the great state of Arizona threat looks like, because it's coming knocking on your door back after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, TakeAShot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. This Car Arms Platinum microphone is lit right now. Believe me when I tell you, it would be easy for Angry Mark to step out of the box today, but I'm going to keep him in check. Hopefully. I say that because I just don't need the stress today. I don't. I saw some Twitter. Oh, it was everything I could do today to keep myself quiet on social media. And I bit it. I have to. Twitter can really get you in trouble if you're not careful. It's particularly if you're a public figure. You need to be really, really, really careful out there. Let me explain something to you. If you don't have a Twitter account, good for you. If you don't have to have a Twitter account for your line of business, even better for you. Stay the hell off of it. If you do have one, just put Trump's name in there and follow him every day and you'll get the biggest kick out of it. That's about it. But it is the most vile, hate-filled, reprehensible place on earth, except maybe anywhere Nancy Pelosi happens to be or any gathering of Democrats. An official gathering. It's true. They're so angry, aren't they? It's so fun to watch, though. But it is a terrible, god-awful place. God-awful, horrible place. If you don't have to be there, don't. Unfortunately, I do. The opportunity to reach thousands of people quickly and instantly requires me to have to be there. In fact, it requires me to have to grow it. So if you're on Twitter and you're not following me, do so, please, at @AARMark. As we continue to grow it. But there were tweets out there today that were so bad regarding the right to bear arms, about some of the things happening in Virginia, about some of the things being said by the party of gun control and their followers. Fred Gutenberg, who lost his daughter at, and I'm going to go here with you on this before I go back to Arizona now that it's in my head. And that's exactly what started it with me. This morning, but Fred Gutenberg put out a tweet. He lost his daughter at Parkland that apparently at 3:30 today, he put out an official copy and paste of some official White House schedule that showed Trump or the White House meeting with Parkland families. He said, well, I didn't get that memo. I guess they're only wanting to meet with a few of them, but I certainly didn't get the memo. I wasn't invited. And my response to that was, why would you be invited? You screamed and yelled like a madman and got physically thrown out by law enforcement at the State of the Union at the simple mention of Donald Trump saying, as long as I am in the White House, my administration will support the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment. And that triggered you, Fred. Mr. Gutenberg lost his daughter at Parkland, and Mr. Gutenberg believes that because of that, all of our rights should be screwed. He's made that very clear. To the tune that he can't stay in his seat without screaming hate at the president of the United States who supports the Second Amendment and got himself thrown out. Why would the president invite you, sir? You're not there to have an honest conversation with Donald Trump about what could have stopped the madman that murdered your daughter. And by the way, Andrew Pollack's daughter, who feels 100% different than you do. You're not there to have an honest conversation. You're there to hate and bomb throw at the president of the United States, just like you did on national television at the State of the Union address. Why would he have you there? I wouldn't have you there either. And that's simply because you can't behave yourself. If you were interested in having an honest discussion, which you are not, maybe you need to check your stuff at the door. And, you know, this is the conversation I hate to have, but I don't hear too many other people hearing. I don't hear too many people having it. Maybe they're afraid to say these things because I'm a father. I can't imagine what Mr. Gutenberg has gone through in his family. I can't imagine. I don't know how he gets up in the mornings. I don't know how I would live my life if that had happened to one of my children. I don't know what would have happened to me. I don't know. But I question myself a lot. I don't know if I would have the strength to get up every day as he does. I don't know that I could. I have no idea. I can't imagine it. It's the most god-awful thing in the world that you could imagine as a parent. I'd like to think that I would do what Mr. Pollack is doing, and I'm hopeful that I would. So the difficulty for me with this is the fact that I have to even respond and say what I said, because what I said is an honest assessment of why you're not invited to the White House. You're not there to have a conversation. You're there to hate Donald Trump because he supports the Second Amendment, and you are not concerned about finding a way to stop that madman from getting a firearm and leaving the rest of us alone. You're there to take everybody's guns away, period. That's why the mere mention of simply the Second Amendment triggered you. And the point that I'm trying to make is, I hate when you enter this political arena after your loss. I hate it because I hate having to respond to it, but respond to it I will. I have to. If I don't, I am derelict in my responsibilities as the host of this radio program in defense of the right to bear arms for the millions of Americans who did no harm to your daughter or anyone else at that school who, on the other hand, had they been there, it may not have happened. And I hate that. And not just Mr. Gutenberg, but others as well who have come out. Some, in fact, after every kind of shooting you see, regardless, you see it particularly at, we saw a number of them come out after Newtown. And some of them sadly exploited by these insidious groups like Everytown for Gun Safety et al. I just wish they would let America grieve with them. Let me as a father grieve with you, and let us help you find solutions, real solutions, not taking the rights of 150 million Americans. Well, 350 million Americans. It's all of our right, whether you choose to exercise it or not. And I hate that. I hate when these people enter this political arena and decide to engage in political combat. And then the rest of us are ostracized by the mayor. How dare we respond to that because of what happened? No, I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that. When you enter the arena, unfortunately, we're going to respond. We have to. I have to defend Armed American Radio listeners' rights, and it's sad. So that's what triggered me this morning. I went a little bit off topic here, but I couldn't help myself. And what got me was the responses. Every single response down there was essentially, why would he? He hates your God. It was just hate-filled garbage in there regarding the president of the United States. And I deleted my tweet. I was going to respond, and I just decided it's not worth it. I'm just simply not worth it. Move on down the road and save your sanity, which I did. So here we are back. Let me go back to Arizona. Gosh, it's so easy to do that. Over two dozen anti-gun bills, many of them just being washed over year after year after year. But before I go into those bills, there were five Republican-sponsored bills supported by AZCDL, Arizona Citizens Defense League, that are aimed at protecting your freedoms. HB 2093. Would make any act, law, treaty, order, rule, or regulation of the U.S. government that violates the Second Amendment of the Constitution null, void, and unenforceable in the great state of Arizona. It prohibits political subdivisions from using any personnel or financial resources to enforce, administer, or cooperate with any act, law, treaty, order, rule, or regulation of the U.S. government that violates the Second Amendment. Who do you think that's directed at? Can you figure that one out? He's running for president. I'll let you chew on that for a little while. HB 2721, unless prohibited by the owner of the owner's or the owner's agent, firearms possession would be allowed in a building or structure that is a public accommodation, which is defined as owned and operated by a religious organization, association, or society, nonprofit institution or organization that is operated, supervised, or controlled by, or in conjunction with a religious organization, association, or society, or a public or private hotel, restaurant, theater, or museum. The owner of the or the owner's agent of a public accommodation would not be liable for the acts of a person who is otherwise justified in using deadly physical force pursuant to Arizona chapter ARS chapter 4. When we come back, I'm going to continue with the three other ones that I'm going to hit you with the bad ones, because what they're trying to do in Arizona, they want to do to you next. They just want to pick off a couple big pro-gun states like Arizona and Florida first. I'll continue when we come back. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Carr Arms Platinum microphone, lit up like crazy. Lead Slingers Whiskey. Follow them on Instagram and check out all the great new products that they have. We'll be bringing their CEO, Brad Primo, to the program in the very, very near future. Join us at the Second Amendment Foundation. You need a holster, Crossbreed's got you covered, baby. MyPillow, if you're trying to get to sleep, sleep and support the Second Amendment at the same time. Mike Lindell is awesome. I can't wait to bring him back to the program to talk about his new book. That's coming up soon. Of course, this is Car Arms Microphone, and you're in the GunBroker.com studios. Follow them both on social media. Join GunBroker and peruse the over $1.5 million auctions a day going on over there. I was all over that this morning, all over it this morning for a number of different reasons. North American Arms, the gun giveaway, the 23rd. That's coming up quick. All you have to do, go to NorthAmericanArms.com, get the phone number. I got a bunch of photos of you with your hats today. Tell North American Arms you heard on Armed American Radio, you get a free hat. They're going to send you a free hat, and they're going to enter your name to win the Ranger 2 Top Break Mini 22 Revolver. The thing is absolutely phenomenal. The coolest gun. I'm telling you, you're going to love this thing. Absolutely beautiful. Giving away that gun plus one out of my own safe on February 23rd, North American Arms. Let's not forget Bursa, the 380. We're going to be bringing Raphael back to the program, probably not this week, but early next week. Don't forget to support all of our sponsors, please. And I am sipping an iced Defender coffee right now as we go back to the great state of Arizona. DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment with every sip. My daughter gave me a straw. I love her. There you go. My iced coffee. Got to love that. That's organic Liberty Roast, by the way. Just showed up at the house yesterday. Arizona. Oh, boy. Let's go to the bill tracking. Oh, no, I have to cover the other five or the other three. The two bills I just covered were good. A resolution. Here's HCR 2033 out of the House. A resolution that the members of the Arizona legislature, quote, and I love this, reaffirm their commitment to support and defend the rights and liberties of the citizens of Arizona as guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Arizona, including the right to keep and bear arms, as guaranteed by the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and, quote, encourage all citizens of Arizona to support and defend their right to keep and bear arms, as guaranteed by the Constitutions of the U.S. and the state of Arizona. That's beautiful. I hope to be able to report to you, and I'm going to check with some AZCDL leadership about how that bill is moving. I hope to be able to report to you that that is passed and that is signed. You know what that does? That puts every hateful gun grabber on the record and forces them in the state of Arizona by legislation to support the oath they took. Amazing. Talk about a shot across the bow. Love AZCDL. Two more. SB 1664 would make government entities that establish gun-free zones liable for damages by anyone harmed because they were unable to defend themselves. Strip somebody of their rights, you're legally responsible if any harm comes to that person. Love it. And SB 1665 would reduce the penalty to a Class 3 misdemeanor for being armed in a polling place or a state or local government facility that bans firearms. Currently, the penalty is a Class 1 misdemeanor. So we'll keep you posted on how those bills move. Let's go to bill tracking, and let's see, because every one of these, you wonder who's funding this stuff. Do you need me to tell you? He's running for president. And his minions, the little Pied Pipers that follow him around like a bunch of little goofballs because he's walking around playing the flute, are the ones that are sponsoring this and intentionally targeting, pun intended, the great state of Arizona, just like they are the state of Florida, Georgia, and a few others. Why? Because we're all very gun-friendly states. They want to pick off as many as they can, and they want to do it heading into the November 2020 elections. So let's take a look at some of these bills that AZCDL has marked for, and this is opposition. Let's do the first one. Oppose. This is from Jay Lawrence, Democrat. HB 2136 removes the prohibition against a political subdivision, state, county, city, etc., from bringing civil action against a firearms manufacturer. That means any municipality in the state of Arizona, if this bill signs or passes, can sue a gun manufacturer out of business for no reason other than a criminal misuse of their product. Of course, I don't think they would do that for Ford or somebody that choked on a, I don't know, honeycomb cereal. Honeycomb, they still make that? I don't even know where that came from. But you get the idea. HB 2177 would repeal the civil penalty to political subdivisions that destroy seized and surrendered firearms. Right now, they have to pay a fine. Those are supposed to be resold. If the municipality violates the state law, this would say, ah, there's no fine for that. Go ahead and destroy them. Because apparently that does what? Stops crime. That's just a joke. 2321, oppose a red flag law that uses civil proceedings to forcibly confiscate your firearms based on claims from family members or school officials with virtually no recourse or appeals. HB 2322 would make it a class 5 felony to transfer a firearm unless you surrender it to an FFL and background checks are conducted on both you and the transferee. Transfer is broadly defined and could include simply handing your firearm to a family member or friend. Oh, dude, that is beautiful. Can I see it? Hand it to him. Class 5 felony. Life ruined. You've just committed a felony. Because we all know that every single criminal in the criminal den, can you believe this? Oh, dude, I'm sorry, man. I can't hand you that gun, man. 2322 just passed. That's a felony. I don't need another felony on my record. I've already got 19. You've got to achieve a stupid level of idiocy to fall for this stuff, that if you would think that this has anything to do with crime. Here's the patient information and gun safety appropriation. 2323. Randall Freese. This Randall Freese has filed several, 1, 2, 3, 4, looks like 5 anti-gun measures. This is a beauty. This one would require doctors and nurse practitioners involved in pediatric services to lecture parents and guardians about the risks of gun ownership, gun safety, and proper storage. This idiot doesn't even know what he's talking about, as evidenced by the fact he said gun safety. So here's the comment from AZCDL. Do medical schools include the formal and professional firearms training necessary to discuss these issues? Or is this just an excuse to express their unqualified biases under the color of law? You already know the answer to that question. It's rhetorical. That's why AZCDL put it up there, because we all know the truth. Here's prohibited weapon, bump fire, device, and accessory. Another one from this Randall Freese, obviously a Democrat. HB 2324 would allow the mere possession of a bump stock or any part combination or parts component, device attachment, or accessory that is designed or functions to accelerate the rate of fire of a semi-automatic rifle. That could include that aftermarket trigger you bought, by the way, to smooth out your trigger press, since it can function to accelerate the rate of fire. I was a little bit disappointed that AZCDL didn't put in there. You mean your rubber bands and belt loops as well? They can all be used to do the same thing. Yeah, I'm not making this stuff up. And by the way, didn't the Trump administration and the ATF unilaterally already ban bump stocks? Isn't that enough for the Democrats in Arizona? Of course not. Randall Freese, another beauty. Firearm sales permit verification requirements, HB 2325, would give FFLs access to the state CCW permit database and require an FFL, federal firearms licensee, to confirm the permit's validity when conducting a firearm sale. So a background check at the federal level from the FBI isn't good enough for Randall Freese. Now they want to know who you are and who has their permit. You can't make this stuff up. I'm going to call it quits for today. I could keep going and going and going, but I'm out of time. So we're going to get up and we're going to do it again tomorrow. And we're going to get to as much as we can this week, because there is so much on our plate. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom as I do every day. I'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you on the radio.